producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. It's Friday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up, second hour, we're going to be joined by the original black man with a gun, Ken Blanchard. He is a prolific blogger, and he does an excellent podcast called The Urban Shooter. We're going to be talking to him second hour. But back in the day, when Nikita Khrushchev was in charge of the Soviet Union, one time he took to the lectern and he started pounding his shoe on the lectern and he said, "We're going to take America without firing a shot." Of course, that didn't happen. But it is happening right now. David Kodria, the gun rights examiner, he wrote an article about a politician out of California named Norma Torres. And a guy named, he goes by the... I don't know if this is his chosen pen name, but he goes by Cesar Chavez, and that's the screen name of a comment poster named Discu, I believe is how you would pronounce it. And with that Norma Torres article that David Kodria wrote, he left 1,000 comments underneath that article, and he sort of done us a nice, although inadvertent, service by pointing some of these things out. He was basically stating the primary party line, tagline, if you will, coming from the race, La Raza. Now, in many cases, Chavez, in these comments, he was responding. Lots of other people were commenting back at him when he was out there. But he was basically using taunts that appear to be lifted directly from Professor Jose Angel Gutierrez, the founder of La Raza. Like, for example, "It's done, just more time and more babies to make it official. Your position is history and your leaders know it. They care what we think, not you. Your own leaders hate you and want you replaced. So you led yourselves into giving us back Aztlan. We, the people, are our own leaders." That's the back and forth that was going on between people commenting on this article about Norma Torres and Cesar Chavez. Another one, "Because it was always ours. Go home to Europe. Where will your grandchildren live? Oh no, the nursing homes are in an uproar. Not worried. The end is already in sight. Aztlan for my grandchildren. Nothing for yours. We don't need to fight. We've already won. Just time and babies you've lost. And if you don't go to Europe soon, you won't have that either." As far as guns are concerned, he's not against guns. He's not anti-gun at all. He says, "Guns are okay as long as white people don't have them. Crazy and hateful." You can read all of it. Commenting name is Discus. And look for David Kodria. Look for the Norma Torres article and go down there and take a look at some of this stuff. Go check the rest of his stuff. The only disservice he's done here is by using the name Cesar Chavez. Cesar Chavez was against illegal immigration. He was against ethnic organizations like La Raza and Amnesty, which is an inconvenient truth that was reportedly omitted from the movie that they came out with about Cesar Chavez and Barack Obama's recent tributes to the man. But the bottom line here is that Democratic politicians by design and Republicans by not paying attention are playing right into this potentiality for reasons of their own, whether they're damnably subversive or merely foolishly ambitious. Now, Gun Owners of America, out of all of the bigger gun rights organizations, has recognized amnesty and this unchecked illegal immigration for what it is. And what it is an assault on the Constitution. Not because it's against the law. It is against the law. What they're doing is they're criminals when they come across the border. I don't care if they're 2 months old or 20 years old or 80 years old. When they come across the border illegally, they're criminals, okay? Illegal aliens, illegal immigrants, whatever you want to call them. And in a lot of cases right now, they're either disease vectors or members of MS-13. But that's all beside the point. Where are the rest of the gun rights organizations on this? Why aren't they raising holy hell over this? And does everybody out there, black America, Asian America, white America, the melting pot that we are, does everybody understand what's happening here? Do you get what's coming across the southern border in addition to ISIS? ISIS is just that's just sauce for the goose. The Mexicans, when the Mexicans, certain Mexican groups like La Raza, when they saw what happened in the Ukraine with Russia, they thought they could, they actually talked about trying to annex New Mexico, Texas, Arizona, and California. And they think they can get away with it. And they are getting away with it. They are getting away with it. They're flooding across the border. They're going out all over the country. This is what they intend to do. And they will take America without firing a shot, because we'll be out here saying, well, it's good for the economy. It's good for this. They do the jobs that nobody else will do, which is a load of, junk. But all of those points I just made, they believe that all they've got to do is keep up what they're doing. And unless we seal the border, and unless we start turning these folks around when they come across the border, unless we stop them and make it really bad for them if they try to keep coming across the border, they're going to keep doing it. Now, he wrote this article about Norma Torres for a reason. Because Norma Torres is indicative of things to come. She's indicative of coming across the border. She is naturalized now. But she's indicative of coming across the border. I don't know if she was born here of illegal immigrant parents or what. But she's indicative of that. And then being in an area where illegal immigrants are that become naturalized, maybe we naturalized 4 million of them in 1986. Of course, we didn't seal the border. That was part and parcel of the deal when Reagan did it. But now Norma Torres, because of her district, is unbeatable. She cannot be dislodged. She is a tick that has stuck her head all the way in. And she is anchored. Right now, she's currently a California state senator, and she's running for U.S. Congress. She's not Mexican. She escaped horrible conditions from her native Guatemala and was sent to this country as a child by her father and received a temporary visa. She was documented, but she did overstay that visa. But her family helped her obtain legal residency while she was in her teens. She became an American citizen the months leading up to the 1992 presidential election. But it's entirely predictable what's going to happen. There will be no Second Amendment, no First Amendment. There won't, everything we're looking at now in 20, 30, 40 years, if this goes unchecked, we won't need to worry about terrorism. We won't need to worry about the economy. We won't need to worry about any of the stuff we're worried about right now, because this will be Mexico. Aztlan. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. Panera Bread is, well, they're getting slapped around a lot now. They really are. There's a magazine out there called Prepper and Shooter Magazine, and one of the editors and writers is a guy named Vincent L. De Niro. And Vincent used to be a deputy sheriff before he became a writer. As a matter of fact, Prepper and Shooter Magazine used to meet at Panera Bread to have staff meetings. They used to enjoy things like, Vincent's favorite breakfast there was the Mediterranean egg white with sun-dried tomatoes, pesto, Asiago cheese on ciabatta bread, and their great coffee. No more. No more. His problem is not that they have banned guns, because they haven't banned guns, but because they've come out and said that we don't want you to bring guns to Panera Bread. When Panera Bread, except for the times that they've been held up, probably couldn't tell you how many guns have come into their shops. But, you know, that's all beside the point. But Vincent looks at this with a different sort of eye, because he was a deputy sheriff. He knows what a mass shooting looks like when the bad guys show up with the guns in a business that does not or will not allow patrons to have firearms for self-defense. And he knows up close. He responded 20 years ago to something that is referred to in police circles as the Newport Inn Massacre. Happened in Ohio. When they were driving to the location at over 100 miles per hour, they were calling for backup to the city police in Youngstown, and they were in Canfield, Ohio, very close to the current location of the Panera Bread restaurant they used to go to, but many miles from the Newport Inn Bar on the city's south side. Again, what had happened was a bunch of gangbangers decided that night to take a van and rob the bar, which was not far from them. They entered the bar with masks on and first demanded money from one of the patrons. When he stated that he did not have any money, they shot and killed him. Then that same gunman and another gunman shot and killed an elderly man. Then they shot a woman. Then another man was also shot and killed while sitting at the bar. That particular guy was a Desert Storm Army vet. One of them approached the bar owner and shot him 4 times in the stomach, and despite his wounds, somehow he remained on his feet. The gunman screamed for the owner to turn over the bar money, and the owner gave it to him. He got shot before he was asked to give up any money. The gunman, yet again, screamed that there must be more money. And the bar owner urged the gunman to be cool, and the gunman responded by leveling a gun to his head. The owner, despite being shot 4 times in the abdomen and going into shock, tried to grab for the gun. And unfortunately, he was unable to fight back due to his wounds, and he collapsed. The gunman looked down at him and said, "You ain't dead yet?" Then he shot the owner again, this time in both legs. And a lot of these companies, by the way, a lot of these companies have this active shooter policy where they're just supposed to give up and do what the robbers say. Nobody was resisting until somebody put a gun to somebody's head after, what, 5 people had been shot. So much for no resistance. When the police arrived, the animals had already left, and Vincent went through the front door to assist in clearing the location. The floor was covered in so much blood that he slipped, and if it weren't for a bar stool and a jukebox that the killers had shoved against the front door in order to bar it, he would have fallen in blood. The call then came out over the radio that the Youngstown City Police were chasing the van, so his partner and he jumped into a car and headed in the direction given over the radio. When they arrived, the city police were pulling the murderers from the van. Later, one of them, with handcuffs on and sitting in the back of a patrol car, began banging his head against the window and screaming at them to loosen his handcuffs. The bar owner survived that, as did the woman, but the other 3 male patrons were dead. A few years after the Newport Inn massacre, Vincent, with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment author David Koppel, and Dr. Suzanne Gracia Hupp a survivor from the Luby cafeteria massacre, and others testified at the Ohio State House about the importance of having concealed carry in Ohio. It would take Ohio 11 years after that hearing to allow concealed carry, to get a concealed carry permit system in place. Now, for Vincent, he's looking at what Panera Bread is doing, and he wants to look at some of their statements, like this is my favorite statement they make. Within our company, we strive to create Panera warmth. The statement is absolutely lacking in anything remotely resembling any sort of courage. They respect the rights of gun owners, but they ask their customers to help preserve the environment of warmth. they will allow off-duty police to protect their families. But to think, and any of these companies that do this, to think that any robber will look at a no guns allowed sign and say, dadgummit, we can't go in here, and turn around and go somewhere else, is a mental illness. I mean, that's delusion on a scale that's hallucinogenic. The Newport Inn had all of the liquor signs posted that carrying a firearm in the establishment was illegal. The gangbanger youths apparently didn't have time to read that, or that maybe things would have been different. Maybe these anti-firearm idiots would argue the gangbanger youths did not have the proper role models. Two of the five Newport Inn murderers had Youngstown City cops as fathers. In the mid-1990s in Youngstown, it was common for some gangbangers to have cops as dads. But he's nailed it. He has absolutely nailed it. To think that a sign and nothing else is going to stop a gun in the hands of a bad guy from coming into an establishment and doing exactly what happened in the Newport Inn is a mental illness. It's a total disconnect from reality. And here's the thing. If they elect that, I believe they're liable. I have this bump because Motley Crue is anti-gun. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katy Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katy Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katyarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Katy Armor, come and take it.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
All right, it's Friday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Let me tell you about the UN. The UN turns 70 next year. And I know lots of people are concerned about the UN riding in with their blue helmets and everything. The UN has 92,000 personnel altogether under arms. I believe the Hare Krishnas have more people than the UN does. So I'm not really concerned with them doing that in mass. I'm not really concerned with them getting other military entities from other countries to play with us, because most of them are our allies, and the ones that would actually play against us will not divide their forces up that way. Just isn't going to happen. Russia, North Korea, China, they're not going to do that. And I mean, we do a lot of business with China, and we do some business with Russia. They are not going to shut off their own money supply. But right now, it all goes back to 2009, when Barack Obama was sworn in. He signaled to his girl, Hillary Clinton, to call the UN up and say, go ahead and resurrect that UN arms trade treaty. It is a controversial effort on their part that is highly sensitive here in the U.S. because we have something called the Second Amendment, which is unique for the most part throughout the world. They actually have a right to bear arms in Mexico if you have a lot of money. But, there's not too many places that have that as part of their constitution. Now, the Arms Trade Treaty ostensibly is designed, so they say, to keep conventional weapons ranging from pistols to battle tanks out of the hands of drug lords and terrorists and human rights abusing dictators.
That's unlikely to be effective because Russia and China and a whole bunch of other countries will continue to underwrite those efforts. And so will the CIA, by the way. It was voted into existence in April 2013, and the Obama administration has signed on, as 118 other nations did, and they promised vociferously that Americans' Second Amendment rights would be respected. But by the end of this month, the Arms Trade Treaty is likely to get the last five national ratifications it needs to get to the magic threshold. The next step is to hold a conference of the nations that are party to the treaty, which could take place in May of 2015. The government of Mexico has taken the lead in organizing that conference, where activists will kick off their campaigns to put the treaty into effect, and that's where the trouble starts. While the Arms Trade Treaty was negotiated at the UN, it was pushed along by anti-gun groups, but the negotiations were also watched by U.S. and international organizations that were critical of the treaty, including the World Forum on Shooting Activities, the Heritage Foundation, places like that. The UN generically calls these and other groups, regardless of their views on the treaty, civil society. But that's not how the UN wants to work. It pretends to support open and transparent processes, but to value input from everybody. But what it really wants is to pick groups who agree with it and define them alone as civil society. Sort of like Harry Reid's trying to do right now with the First Amendment. But now, in the run-up to this Mexico conference, the skeptics have been shown the door. Thomas Mason, the U.S. Executive Secretary of the WFSA, reports that when they tried to register to attend conference preparatory meetings, they were told that attendance is constrained to organizations that have been supporting and promoting the Arms Trade Treaty. That argument is ridiculous. This is a UN treaty. The critics, all of them UN-accredited organizations, have as much right to attend as the cheerleaders do. They are not nations, and they have the power to sign the treaty. They are observers who speak only for themselves. Now, Mexico, for a long time, has wanted all firearm sales, including those inside the U.S., to be controlled by the treaty. It's outsourced the role of doorkeeper to its conference to the anti-gun groups, and none of these people have any interest in allowing critics in the room. They want to work in secret. As Mason puts it, the UN Arms Trade Treaty is not yet in effect and yet is already being abused. If this continues, the ATT will be nothing more than a vehicle for international gun control schemes. And this backroom bureaucratic nonsense is indicative and typical of the way the UN operates and why Americans don't trust it. Yet, according to the Obama administration, if the U.S. didn't negotiate the ATT through the UN, the anti-gun groups would have made an even worse treaty outside of it. But, predictably, we now have the worst of both worlds, a UN treaty dominated by collaboration with the anti-gun groups. This is not gun on challenge now. Representative Mike Kelly, Republican from Pennsylvania, has written to President Obama, pointing out the UN's hypocrisy and urging him to protest the way the preparatory meetings are being conducted. As he puts it, if a UN activity is open to one civil society organization, it must be open to all such organizations that are properly accredited with the relevant UN body. But that's not how the UN wants to work. It pretends to support this open, transparent process, but that's not really the way they're going to go with it. The way the UN and other transnational organizations like the European Union define democracy, they want to rule in secret with oversight by those who agree with it. Then when the body calls for input, all it gets is applause. So here we are.
on the threshold of their 70th anniversary. And they've never looked any less civil or any less open or any less democratic. And this is going to have to change. And it has to, that change has to start with action by an administration that defended working through the UN as the best way to ensure that American rights and concerns were respected. It has to start with Barack Obama. Now, he doesn't want there to be gun rights in the United States. Don't kid yourself. He'll get out there, well, you know, of course, we respect the right to keep and bear arms. The subtext to what he's saying is, as long as we get to tell you which ones they are and how many of them you can have and how much ammo you can have, and then we respect that. Which, unfortunately, is not the description of me or anybody I know. If you ask, if you ask some people I know, how many guns have you got? Well, not enough. How much ammo have you got? Not enough. Well, how much have you got? I don't know. I've never took time to count it. So, you know, you're sitting there and you're just thinking, this is not what this country wants right now, at least the leadership of this country. So, the short form answer to this, if Obama tries to unilaterally impose this treaty without the Senate ratifying it, and Harry Reid does not call for his immediate execution, I believe that would probably foment a civil war. But I'm not really concerned about the UN traipsing in and knocking on doors and going in and, you know, taking guns away from people, because they don't have the manpower. The United States Army doesn't have the manpower. All the cops in the United States don't have the manpower. The federal government does not have the manpower. They don't. They simply do not. They would make a little bit of noise. It would be ugly. But at the end of the day, they just don't have enough people. Plain and simple. We will be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Okay, then. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in is 877-317-6432. Should never look at the sign when you're announcing the name of the show. Just shouldn't do that. A Michigan man was convicted last week. His name is Theodore Wafer. He fired a shotgun at an unarmed woman who apparently pounded it on his door in the middle of the night. The Boston Globe editorialized that he was a victim of America's sadistic gun culture. It's the fault of the firearms industry and the NRA that Theodore Wafer fired a shotgun at an unarmed woman who apparently pounded on his door in the middle of the night. Now, gun rights activists could rightfully so, if they wanted to, they could have pointed out Joe Biden's advice in his little chat that he had. he's the one, you know, he's the guy that's saying, you don't need an AR-15, just get a shotgun. Get a shotgun. You can shoot it straight up, you know, you can go out on your balcony and just fire it in the air to scare people off. And if you want to keep someone away from your house, just fire the shotgun through the door. Now, he was trying to discourage ownership of semi-automatic rifles in the wake of the Sandy Hook tragedy. He was heavily criticized by literally every firearms and self-defense expert on the landscape. that first remark came in a Facebook town hall that was hosted by Parents Magazine, and the second comment came from an interview with Field and Stream. Because of that, I guess you could, it can't really be said that this was some off-the-script comment for which he is famous. He was on script, but no left-of-center newspaper would hold him accountable. The newspaper acknowledged that the killing of Renisha McBride was not premeditated. At the trial, Mr. Wafer expressed genuine remorse for his mistake, but honestly, you don't shoot at something you don't. If you don't know what you're shooting at, you don't shoot. You identify the target. That's self-defense 101 with a gun.
am almost certain that everybody in the self-defense world would agree with that. But here, and in this, the Boston Globe, and I agree, okay, you don't do that. But it is not the fault of the gun industry and the NRA. Nobody, as a matter of fact, the gun industry and the NRA and me and Gun Owners of America and Second Amendment Foundation, Tactical Response, Chris Costa, Travis Haley, Jason Fowler, I mean, you name it. All of these trainers, all these organizations encourage people to train, encourage people to do something more beyond buying the gun, buying the ammo, learning how to pull the trigger when it's live and sticking it in the closet. The editorial leaves the impression that it is far easier for an anti-gun newspaper to reflexively spew any venom in the direction of the NRA and firearms makers than at the proper target. What other reason would a Boston newspaper have for even bothering to write about a tragedy that occurred in a different state? Now, in places like Boston, New York, New Jersey, the entire state, you're going to find anti-gun sentiment because it has been there for so long that when somebody from New York City goes to, say, Tennessee and sees regular people walking around with guns on their hips and not attacking anybody, it's like culture shock for them. So when one of their newspapers of record publishes one of these stories, most of the time they're going to get agreement. And that's it's part of their environment. Sadly, it's part of their environment. But here's the thing. Nobody in the gun world condones that kind of action or conduct or philosophy. We didn't condone it when Joe Biden advocated it, and we certainly don't condone it when Theodore Wafer practices it. And to get out there and say that a weapon used negligently, now there's two kinds of negligence that you can use a weapon with. There's negligence that is unintended and negligence that is intended. This was intended negligence. He did not complete. You know, in the case, if that person had been a home invader, if Renisha McBride had been just the front of a group coming in the door, hey, guess what? Target identified. Intent is identified. They're home invaders. You've got disparity of force, all these things. He didn't know what he was shooting at. And he is, you know, he's going to pay for this, as anybody should. Mr. Wafer had a right to keep and bear arms, and it is incumbent upon us as gun carriers to be good at what we do. And 99.9% of us are. But that's a boneheaded decision to take. It's a boneheaded decision to take to decide to shoot through a door with a target unknown. You don't do that. Some of you are saying, well, if the door had been open, maybe he would not have had time to respond. Well, that's why you got to train. You got to learn how to create space. You got to learn how to make a quick assessment of what's going on. That's why you train. With most people, 95% of the time when a weapon is introduced, they're gone. They're out of there. These perpetrators, that's pretty good odds. Present a weapon, watch them run. That's the odds, 95% of the time. But, you know, that's all part and parcel of the anti-gun tirade. Right now, Reed is trying to shove through an amendment that hasn't got a snowball's chance of passing. There's not going to be a supermajority of the Senate to vote for it. There's not going to be a supermajority of the House. And there's not going to be a supermajority of states that are going to vote for this amendment. But he wants to restrict the First Amendment. And he says it's because he doesn't want money to influence elections. So let me point something out to you. In Washington State right now, coming up in November, they have the I-591, I-594 contests coming up. One is pro-gun, one's anti-gun. Five billionaires in Washington State, out of the 7,175,000 that has been donated to the I-594 cause, 5 million of that has come from five different people. That has all gone to the gun control initiative. Small contributions to the gun control ballot initiative total $63,009, less than 1% of the total. This is not grassroots. Now, Reed is out there saying that dark money, soft money, corporate money is influencing elections, and yet where is the outrage from Senator Reed over what's happening where a bunch of billionaires are trying to buy away and control rights, which is exactly what Bloomberg does every time he arrives somewhere. But you got a bunch of billionaires doing this. Nick Hanauer is one. He's given $1,485,000. His net worth is $1 billion. Bill Gates has given $1,550,000. His net worth is $72 billion. Michael Bloomberg, $1,030,000. Net worth, $31 billion. Connie and Steve Ballmer, they've given $830,000. Their net worth, $18 billion. Ballmer is also the owner of the L.A. Clippers. Paul Allen, another Microsoft alum, has given $500,000, net worth $15.8 billion. they're trying to buy it. And this is exactly what happened in Colorado. I don't know how much money the pro-gun side has. It has to be dwarfed. In Colorado, they were outspent 8-1. And they still succeeded. I don't know what is going on in the Washington State on the pro-gun side money-wise. But that's the way it is. Coming up next, Ken Blanchard from the Urban Shooter Podcast. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.